So I'm at a friend's house a week to 10 days ago.
Okay.
And they're like, hey, you want to have some dinner? I'm like, yeah, I'll have some dinner.
I like dinner.
I like dinner. I'm a fan. I like to eat. Sure, why not? I'm hanging out with friends, having a couple of drinks, and everything is fine. They have a potbelly pig.
For dinner?
As a pet. No, they did not put that on the spit and start and say, hey, just rotate him and let the juices flow. No.
That would be horrifying if they said, this is our fur baby, and we're going to put it on a spit and cook it. We've had him for a couple of years.
Sometimes it's time to go. They get a little older. Maybe you age the swine. I don't know. But this is where it gets sideways and it gets uncomfortable, and I didn't know how to address it because we had chops. We had pork chops.
Wait, what?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Yes. Was the pig okay with this?
I think the pig acted like he would have eaten chops, too.
Please tell me you did not, or please tell me you did, sneak him a little bit of, here, try this.
No, I was having a dilemma. It was some type of breakdown scenario. I didn't know exactly how to address it, how to process it, because they got a couple kids.
They didn't acknowledge any weirdness to this at all.
I brought it up because I had to. I've had a pet turtle since I was 8 years old. Her name's Fred. It's a long story. Listen to another Chubby and Stick podcast or catch me on the radio, and you can catch up.
She's
going to
outlive you.
Out.
She'll be doing this podcast later.
She will. She will. She'll take it over at some point, or she's going to listen to it and go, damn it, you son of a bitch. But here's the thing. I've had turtle, but I've never had turtle around at the house when Fred has been around, when she's been around a long time now, since I was eight. It wasn't like a regular eating kind of thing. I've had friends, like a buddy of mine used to have a pet chicken for some 13 years, but I know he ate chicken and he was like from a rural farm country kind of like background. Yeah. So it kind of made sense. I know people who have 4-H animals and they raise them and grow them and then they have to take them either to the fair or they sell them. I mean, it's animal husbandry.
4-H is different because they kind of treat that as livestock. If you're raising rabbits in a hutch, you like they're cute and all, but they're still sort of livestock. They're not
not in the house, so you're not playing like, I don't know, some type of, you don't have a YouTube channel where it's you and your pet rabbit hanging out, and then the next thing you know, it's
they're
hanging
not part
in
the family.
The
and then they become part of the dinner. I mean, that's not how that works. Did this potbelly pig have like three legs?
No, it's a four-legged thing. It uses a cat box. I guess you'd call it a pig box or a swine box. I don't know. It's sort of a rusty brown, hairy. It's a sweet animal. They're smart. They're disturbingly clean. It has a door, like a doggy door. It has a pig door to come in and out. They live in a rural, not quite sort of suburban community. Good people. Got a couple of kids, but it was a weird thing. And I brought it up. I go, because everybody, you want to stay for dinner? I'm like, sure. And I've been there before. It never really occurred to me. And then they get the grill going and the chops.
This is what I think. I mean, when they're cooking it, does the pig go, that smells good? I mean, I want to get the pig's head. Or does the pig go, it smells good, but it's also disturbing. I feel like I'm in a horror movie. And is he writing fan fiction of like Motel Hell or anything like that?
I would love to know. Seemed happy. He was bouncing around. He seemed interested. I don't know what they normally feed him when it comes to table scraps, if any. I tried not to get involved. It looked like he had a dish of like.
At this
food,
point,
like
you do not want to ask at that point. It's like they're children.
Well,
babies.
I said, I feel weird about this. I told him. I said, I feel kind of odd having the swine when you got the pet swine. And it will come to you when you call. It sat at your feet. In fact, it would lean on me and kind of like scratch or rub against me.
That's a sign of dominance, actually, I think.
It kind of been like, laid pigs, over. It wanted me to rub its belly. And
that's a sign of dominance. That's like supposedly, like with a dog, when a dog does that, it trusts you. But with a pig, it making you rub its belly is showing it has dominance over you.
Sure as hell didn't have dominance because literally, a short distance away was a supersized, at least an inch thick chop that I devoured with baked potato and random other roasted vegetables. It was tremendous.
But did he see you as a threat? Did he sit there and say, you didn't kill that. You bought that at the butcher shop. I'm the captain now.
No, and if I had inferred that from it, I probably would have, on the fork, picked up a piece of the chop and put it in its face and said, this could be you.
And it would just eat it and be like, that was delicious. More, please.
And I was like, this is fantastic. It could be you next. I don't know. I mean, I didn't do that. I felt weird. I was reticent. I mean, what do you do? I mean, people have dogs. We do here. Other parts of the world, they eat dog. They eat cat. But I can't imagine having my house with a cat and a dog inside, which I do, and then serving up some I got at the store or you know, the farm market around the way.
Well, here's my question, because I don't know enough about the biology of pigs, but I mean, it's a differentiated species. I mean, the pot-bellied pigs is different. Is it a different species than like the swine you have for bacon?
Oddly enough,
you know this.
This is how much of it I know. On the radio the other night, I had a guy from the Pork Association on to talk about the pork fever, which we don't need to get into the nuts and bolts of like how that's good for American farmers to send their pork elsewhere than terrorists. We're not here for that. But here's the thing. I mentioned the pot belly pig thing to that guy, and he goes, it's a totally different animal. Don't you know that?
Like, it's a different species.
Yeah, it's not the same. But my guess is it looks just like it's a pygmy. Hog. So my guess is it'd just be smaller pieces of bacon. I don't know. If I had to, and it came down to it, I don't know if I would eat that one, but I'd eat another one. Like if you were stranded on an island, it was a whole bunch of little swines, and at some point you were hungry, and it was like coconuts, a fish, and a little pig. I'm gonna be cooking up a pig.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you?
Oh yeah. I mean, well, but see, here's the thing. I mean, when it comes to like wild pigs, don't mess with those things because they are dangerous animals.
No, I know there's like Hogzilla or whatever else, and they can get really big, but this is a tiny pig. We were eating from a big pig, and I realized that there's big problems with wild hogs all over the place.
Yeah. I'm looking it up.
Of course you are.
Of course I'm looking it up. I'm trying to figure out whether it's the same species. I think it's a totally different species.
No, it's a Vietnamese pot-belly pig.
Well, yeah, but here's the thing. It is, as I understand it, the genus is Sus. And it is Sus.
Sweet.
Scorpha domesticus, which is, so it's a different species than the pork. Like if you just got pork.
Right.
That's a different species, but it is the same genus. Now, I don't know if you know anything about biology. But
what does that mean if I put it on the grill?
Well, here's the thing. Homo sapiens are human beings. Homo is human, and then the sapiens are the human beings.
It's all coming back
Homo
to me now.
Homo erectus would be like Neanderthal man or Homo Neanderthalus or something like that.
Not doesn't mean you're ready to go. That's
this is like, it's not like you're in Africa and you're eating bushmeat, which is like monkeys and even chimpanzees, which are not, they're simians, not
but they're
not
so
homo.
Close to being us. Yeah.
But they're not the same genus.
Not the same.
So eating bushmeat is a big
difference.
Gotta
worry about Harambe. Yes.
Well, yeah, long live Harambe or not. Because he didn't.
It was just a kid. There's a lot of kids, not a lot of apes. That's not another. I mean, that's a whole other conversation in the serious thing. And
that's
if it's
a
your
different,
kid,
we are not getting into the Harambe discussion at this point. No way. But the whole point is that the pig, the Vietnamese pot-belly pig, is a pig. It is a swine. It is of the same genus, but it's a different species.
Could
but
you
it's
have
a
done
species.
It? I pondered it. You've gotten so scientific and serious. Here's what I want to know.
But it's a
know.
Difference.
One,
it's, like, it's like a wolf and a dog. They're both the same genus, but they're different species.
But I'm not eating dog or wolves. If you had been at these people's house and Larry the pot-belly pig, that's what the name we're going to use right now, is running around wanting to play catch with you because he plays catch. He's like a dog, but he's not a dog. He's a little pig. And I realize not the same species, little variants on it.
But he's close to it. I mean, it would be like a chimpanzee eating a bonobo.
Right. So would you have eaten the chops at their house? Would you have begged out of it? Would you have been conflicted?
Well, I still would have eaten the chops. I'm just curious. Here's the thing, because I think there's one of two things.
By the way, not regular baked. I'm hungry now thinking about it. But in the same respect, I also have guilt. I feel bad. Like I should have. I'm worried that like if times get tough, they'll eat Larry too.
I think there's two things. There's one of two things going on in this household.
Yes.
One is Larry is.
It's just a great name.
He is very close to becoming a cannibal.
Yeah.
Reluctantly because he's drawn in by the delicious scent, or he's a monster and he's in there rooting through the trash and eating the pork chop thing. Because here's my question to you: would you eat human flesh if it was prepared?
We've talked about this in the past. You've asked me before, and you put out all these scenarios, if in fact you were here, and if you were there, and who would you eat, and how would you eat them? And we've been through, they can look through the archives of Chubby and Stick Show and find that out. But here is the thing about the swine.
Yeah.
Do you remember Deadwood? And I realize that I bring up movies and TV a lot. The show Deadwood?
I never watched it.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
Apparently, the pig.
Oh, my gosh. Take away my movie reviewer card.
It's ridiculous. Well, it's not really a movie, though they're making a Deadwood movie.
They did already. It's out.
They did, but it is out?
Yeah.
Oh, it's on the HBO. I need to get the HBO. I don't have the HBO. I got everything else. I mean, how many things do you need? That's a whole nother show.
Yeah.
So anyway, they use the pigs to dispose of bodies because they'll eat anything. So my guess is clearly Larry had interest in, if I had thrown down some of the chop, he would have eaten it and been none the worse.
Oh, I think Larry would have completely eaten the chop. I don't even think he would have breathed. He would have just eaten it. Because I honestly think, cannibalism exists in the wild, but it's not like there is a certain genetic disposition to not eat your own kind. But if you don't know, I mean, if I sat there and I made a stew of, a friend of mine who, let's just call him Stew, and I put in carrots and potatoes and peas, and I made a nice gravy with it.
It could be really good.
No, you'd be like, yeah, this is delicious. You'd be like, yeah, that was my friend Stew.
Can you get a chop out of a person? Cause I,
sure
I,
you
I,
can.
There, you could, right?
Well, yeah, it's just a certain cut of meat.
Right. So if it was cooked up right and you were at some other friend's house and they had little people, there's dwarfs, midget.
Wait, why are we suddenly bringing dwarves into the discussion here?
Well, I'm just trying to picture the Vietnamese pot-bellied pig compared to a full-size swine, and it's a different thing. It's the same.
I'm literally trying to picture this scenario.
And
you go to your friend's house, and they've got a dwarf running around as their pet, apparently. And are the people serving the dwarf giant pigs?
Well,
is that how?
Look, this is the season for Halloween and zombies, and there's the new Zombieland 2 or whatever the hell, because there were a lot of things left unsaid, and we've talked on the fast zombie, slow zombie, and everything else. But it's about the brains. You eat the brains, you're messed up. It's like Mad Cow, but it's different with the pig. Nobody talks about that with the
swine.
Well,
there's a difference between flesh and brains. Can we describe that?
Right.
I mean, can we?
Well,
agree
there's flesh
that there's
and then there's brains. That's
flesh
the difference.
And brain.
Bam! It's
and
right
I've
there.
Seen people. You've been to the state fair. You see people have plenty of flesh but no brains whatsoever.
Yeah, that's actually very true. And you get the really big supersized iced tea, and they give you the little wood tokens, and you can collect them, then get a free one. And you can be like me, and you can go into the pork house, and it's every pork product you could ever imagine. But there's no Vietnamese pot-belly pigs there. These pork people aren't going to talk to me anymore. I'm just saying, good people making good food. But damn it was really uncomfortable and strange being in the house with a pot-belly pig and eating pork chops and sweet potatoes.
I agree with it. But here's my big question.
Yes.
If you ate the pot-bellied pig, did you have to cook it on a pot-bellied stove?
I suppose you could. I mean, now you're putting rules in on how it has to be prepared. Or not how it has to be fixed, but where the
would you have to make it like a Vietnamese sauce?
Would you make it if you wanted. Sure. Why not?
I mean, I would imagine if you did the Vietnamese pot-bellied pig, just to be culturally sensitive.
What if you just want barbecue and you just like barbecue? I feel bad because it was a pet and Larry. Now, I'm not going to go over there. I'm going to see Larry, and Larry's going to come running because he'll do that. And he makes clickety clacks on the wood floors. But I'm going to think about it like this because of you. And
you're going to look at Larry, look him dead in the eye, and he's going to be like, I've eaten the soul of my brothers.
I hope. I you know what? I didn't even think to ask them if they feed him that kind of stuff at other times. Because I was just so freaked out by the whole situation. I mean, would you have eaten? Would you have questioned it? I mean, I started to question a whole lot of things, as I often ponder before I talk to you.
I would have pushed through it, man. If it was good food, I would have pushed through it.
Oh, I did. I ate it. But I wasn't leaving hungry.
Bad. I know you felt bad, because see, you have a soul, and you're not a psychopath like me. I would just have eaten and I would have picked my teeth. I would have given Larry the bone, and I would have been like, chew on that, boy. You're going to become, you'll gain the knowledge of your predecessors and then evolve and ascend into a higher being. And I would create the pig demigod that would rule the universe, and I would bring upon the apocalypse.
You went to a lot of scary there. I went to a lot of scary. I just say long live Larry the little fat pig.
listening to the Chubby and Stick Show.
Copyright Kevin Carr and Sterling Radio. Subscribe to and rate the Chubby and Stick podcast on iTunes.
Like and subscribe to the Chubby and Stick Show on YouTube.
Contact the show and hit up Chubby and Stick on Twitter.
At Kevin Carr and at Sterling Radio. Music by MichaelBard.com. Credits voiced by Joe Jewett. I'm at DeborahBenner.com.
Thanks for listening to the Chubby and Stick Show, and keep keeping it real.